Chase and Big Joe, presented by Regal Realty Group, 1025-1063, the game on this Friday. Hope you're having a great start to your day so far. Every Friday around this time, we talk to somebody from the Nashville Predators, and it's a big somebody today. The CEO of the Nashville Predators, Sean Henry, riding a three-game winning streak, is on the line with us. Sean, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. Mine was Abe Vigoda and Tony Bennett in the same diner in New York City.
Wow. Were they together?
They were not, but it was the first time I took my wife to the city, going home to meet my family, you know, meet the Fockers. And we sat down, and Abe Vigoda was at the table next to us, and I couldn't stop talking to him. On the way out the door, we were paying the bill, and the guy in front of us was buying a cup of coffee, and it was Tony Bennett. Now, this was before his resurgence, and we ended up walking with him for about four blocks until he ducked into a building, I think, trying to ditch us.
Wow.
But he was very nice, too. It was awesome.
I love Tony Bennett, but Fish, I mean, Barney Miller,
yes.
Fish, Abe Vigoda, doesn't get any better than that.
It doesn't. And, you know, it was funny. I remember going home telling my mom, and she's like, well, he died 10 years ago. I was like, no, he didn't. And this was before you pull your phone out, you know, and you prove someone was alive.
Right.
And, like 5 years later, she called. She goes, oh, my gosh, he was just in that movie. Look who's talking.
Oh, my. That's great. He's also, I remember when after 9/11 happened, they had a roast in New York City. Jeffrey Ross and Abe Vigoda was getting roasted, and they said that Jeffrey Ross said that Abe Vigoda was going to do his part to help out and fight terrorism. He was going to join Old Navy.
I'll tell you what, I love those roasts. I'm embarrassed about how much time I waste watching those roasts.
Right, I know.
On
I know.
The internet.
Oh, those are. What's that?
I heard a rumor that you're naked at your house running around because we're streaking right now.
That is not true.
Frank the Tank.
I mean, we are streaking.
Well told before I joined the show.
We are streaking. That is true. But not in that way. Yeah, three in a row, 14 goals in three games. That's pretty darn good. It was a late night last night, but I know a lot of people stayed up watching that one. And a fun game, you know, good back and forth and a couple of empty netters, including Colton Sisson with the bar down goal there at the end. And it was a 4-1 frosty win.
Yeah, it really was good. All year we've been talking about secondary scoring, and, you know, the past three games we've seen it. And, oh, my gosh, our goaltenders, between Lankinen in the other night against Vegas and Saros, you know, the other two games, it's fun to see those guys play the way they do, and really fun when up and down the lineup everyone's playing the way you hope.
Yeah, and that's what you want to see. We talked to Dan Hynote on the show yesterday and asked him about, you know, the lulls of a season that you go through, an 82-game season, and he said, look, I'm glad we're getting our stuff out of the way before it really counts. You know, that stretch to the playoffs, and if you know, we're fortunate enough to make the playoffs, you want to get your stuff out of the way. Well, right now, and the road's a good way to do that, it feels like things are really going in the right direction. After a tough one last week, a horrible game, let's just call it what it is, and then it seems like everybody's listened and focused, which has been really good to see.
Yeah, was there a question in that, Willie?
No, there wasn't. That was just a statement. Sorry.
Well, you know, it's funny.
I'm on 4 hours of sleep, Sean. Oh. Like, I'm sorry.
No, me too. And again, I'm streaking down West End right now. But it's funny when you talk about Dan Hynote. Well, number one, the guy should be an anchorman. I mean, he's so good on the radio and TV. But behind the bench, he's even better. You know, he's not that many years removed from the ice. You know, he's won a cup. He knows what it's like for those long seasons, and to have him be there with our guys to work through the, you know, the down parts and kind of the also, hey, that's what we did last night. Isn't what we're supposed to do. This is why we're not going to go to Vegas early. This is where we are. We're so fortunate to have him and really our whole coaching staff and the way Bruno uses he and the rest of the guys. It's why we are where we are with a team that, you know, we said at the beginning was going to be fun. It was going to be exciting, but it was going to be a roller coaster too.
Sean, I will let you know that since Chase McCabe has taken over the pre, middle, and post game, the Nashville Predators are 3-0 or 2-0.
You know what? We all know that, Joe.
3-0.
And I tell you what, if he jumps off that gig, we're all going to have an issue with Frank the Tank. And we need him to stay in the front, the end, and the middle, man. Don't let us go. And remember, Chase, when you're working for the team doing those pregames, what pronoun do you use?
It's okay to say we.
We as an organization, they when you're covering the team.
That's
it's
right.
Really simple, even for old men to get it.
Oh, that's great. Sean, also, coming up on the best events of the year, Nash Vegas, March 3rd, Nash Vegas Casino Night and Auction presented by King Jewelers. That is simply a must-see, must-attend event.
Yeah, it really is. It's one of those things that, you know, we changed it to that Nash Vegas kind of feel a few years back, gosh, probably 10, 12 years back now. And it is such a fun time. Instead of having people sit with a player during dinner and kind of got boring, we shook it up a little bit. So you get a chance to hang out with the guys, maybe their spouses or girlfriends or family, and you get to see them in a different context. You know, it's not about seeking autographs and pictures. It's about truly hanging out with the team and our personalities and coaching staff, announcers. And it really is a fun time to sit at a blackjack table, you know, next to a guy that normally you just see on the ice. And then you start talking and you realize, man, what an interesting guy. As opposed to getting in line for autographs. It's just a very different dynamic, and it's so fun. And you know what? Our fans are so passionate and generous. It really drives, you know, a large part of those millions of dollars we give away every year. So we're very grateful for the support we get throughout the community. But come on out and have fun.
Yeah, I mean, no, you hit on it. I mean, it's Sunday, March 3rd, Nash Vegas Casino Night and Auction. But you're right. I mean, it's so different than anything else you would go to, because you look over. I remember one year I'm looking to my right, and there's Mike Fisher, and then there's Roman Yossi at a table. And they're all so accessible. It's just a different fun time that when people go, that they keep the next year they go back, they keep going back and going back, because it is that kind of fun atmosphere that you guys have created there.
There's no doubt, and it's funny because people forget that they're guys, you know, that they have families, and they're as interesting or as boring as we all are, you know, and it's fun to see them, you know, kind of shine and be comfortable, and that's the real key. You can't do this event in many cities, but you can in Nashville because the way, you know, people relate to each other here, and it's just fun. It's the most fun event that we do that I have fun at, and, you know, that's not taking anything away from you know, from bowling to golf to shooting to wine tournaments to beer festivals. This one to me is a lot of fun because personalities come alive.
Talking to Sean Henry, CEO of the Nashville Predators. So you guys did something cool last week. I get a phone call on, I guess it was Wednesday or Thursday, that you've invited Jared Stillman to go to St. Louis with you. And he had never gotten to do that before. You know, I'd been fortunate enough to travel with the team and kind of see what that whole thing is like. I know you were taking some sponsors and things like that. But how did that all come to be? And thank you for taking him, and I'm glad he behaved.
Well, every once in a while, the light bulb goes off in my head, dimly at a start. This is something that we should have been doing for years. You know, again, a long time ago, the media used to travel with the team, and that changed in the early 2000s. I'm really still not sure why, because it's so much more convenient for media. I know you've traveled the team a few times during the playoffs when you're covering the team, and you get to see things that are a little different, you know, behind the scenes, what happens, what doesn't happen. You know, so I realized we do four or five of these trips a year. We should have, at the very beginning of the season, started plotting in some members of the media, you know, just to see what the guys are like. Similar to Nash Vegas, you know, what is it like when they don't have equipment on? And what are the trials and tribulations on the road? And let's face it, we fly charter, first class all the way, five-star hotels. But that trip was unique because we did just change our plans. You know, the team was supposed to go on to Vegas, and obviously came back to Nashville. But we had a problem with our plane. We had problems with some traffic and some arrivals. And you get a chance to see maybe how everyone handles it. And then you also get to, you know, that was after, you know, a pretty devastating loss. And then you also get to see how the guys interact, you know, with, you know, 40 or 50 partners and sponsors after a win. So it was a good opportunity for Jared to see it. Hopefully get a chance to get Joe on there as well. And, of course, he'll be in first class as opposed to Jared, who we had back in the jump seat.
The jump seat.
Well, hey, look, he was excited. I thought he was a, you know, just a kid in a candy store with how excited he was to be able to do that. You could just tell that, and that's where the passion that Jared has comes from, because he was a fan first. So again, thank you for allowing him to do that. And I think it'd be cool to see, you know, from other media members' perspectives. Big Joe, we got to get you on there. You can load some bags or something.
I don't mind. Whatever you guys need, I'll do it. I'm good with that.
Yeah, you know, you hit it on the head though, Chase. like we're all in this industry and we're all passionate about sports. You know, and I always say we're all still in eighth grade. You know, I still wear a Phil Simms jersey, and thanks to Greg Polk, I have a bobblehead from him. You know, we still are fans, but sometimes we forget about it. And it's good, you know, to kind of recharge those batteries that it's okay to be a fan. You still cover a team objectively. But again, there are so many cloud shakers and, you know, porch yellers that we forget that we got into this for fun. And we're not covering, the unfortunate news around the world. We're covering young men and women doing things that get strangers to hug each other. So I like to remind people how much fun it is. And it was fun to see Jared just enjoy himself with some of our partners. And don't get me wrong, you know, our partners love being around him too and pecking him with questions. It really was a fun, fun trip. So thanks for letting him go, and I look forward to next year when we mix that up a little bit more.
Did you give him popcorn? Did you buy him like a little, a shirt or something on the road? Would you give him anything? A muzzle?
You know, we do always do some fun fun gifts for our fans. One of them was like a plane pillow. And one of our travelers, I think, turned it around on him, so it was a muzzle.
Before we let you go, you guys start a 5-game homestand next Tuesday. I think next Thursday is a must. All games are must attend, but Thursday especially. Have you guys ever played on a leap year?
I assume we have, only because one of my son's best friends, Brandon Jordan, that's you, happy birthday. He's 7 years old now because his birthday's on leap year. And he complained to me once that we never played on his birthday, and it happened to be that year we did.
Oh,
we played once or twice. And I think we're undefeated on leap year, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Florida's hockey is the best hop.
Right. So next Thursday, February 29th, leap year game. It's also the second annual Women in Business night, so that's kind of cool you guys are doing that as well.
Yeah, you know, we love shining lights on different people that might be underrepresented in sports, but our organization sure isn't. And we have some really dynamic, you know, female leaders, obviously our president, our CRO, our CLO, our CPO. I'm confusing titles, I'm sure. But our executive staff, predominantly female-led. And that's a good thing when you look at your own kids around the community. It's important to have people that young girls could look up to and realize that the world of sports is open to everyone. So, have fun Thursday night. And most importantly, let's take advantage of these 5 games because it really is like the playoffs. Alex Dougherty might make fun of me for saying that, but it's the playoffs right now.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it definitely is. Let's get 4 more points for the rest of this road trip on Saturday and Sunday, and then see you back in Smashville Tuesday night. Appreciate it, Sean.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I love that you use let's because that is the possessive plural of we. So let's get 4 more points, buddy.
Yes. See you later. Sean Henry. The CEO of the Nashville Predators joining us here on the Chase and Big Joe show. Always fun to banter with him. And again, the Predators won last night 4-1 on the road in L.A., and then they will continue their road trip tomorrow night in San Jose. Pregame coverage with yours truly at 8 o'clock, and then a little bit earlier in Anaheim on Sunday before they return home.
What time is the Anaheim game Sunday?
That is a 6 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock puck drop.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to revisit our question today, having fun on a Friday. Tell us a random run-in with a celebrity that you've had. It doesn't have to be in Nashville. It could be anywhere. We got a ton of texts on our text line, 615-737-1025. A random run-in with a celebrity that you've had in your life.
We will read those next here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, 1025-1063 The Game.